We continue with our series on frequencies of wisdom, and our topic is divine empowerment. And in Proverbs 8:15-16 in the Passion Translation, I empower kings to reign and rulers to make laws that are just. I empower princes to rise and take dominion and generous ones to govern the earth. I am so grateful for wisdom. She is our celestial ladder that gives access to divine ability. Wisdom not only illuminates the path before you, but also the ancient paths within you. The beauty of wisdom is her voice echoes the heartbeat of ancient insight, yet adorning the sons with the ability that's as relevant to our daily lives. Wisdom ignites profound understanding that beckons you into the divine power of leadership, activating, co-creating, and effective kingship. In Proverbs 8:15-16, the NIV says, "By me kings reign and rulers issues decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles all who rule on earth." These two verses harmonize into a symphony that highlights the divine ability of wisdom, portraying her as the illumination of governance and leadership. The melody of wisdom here resounds with a quietude that gently invites rather than demands our attention. Her gentleness invites rather than forces. She invites pursuit rather than obligation. It's a heart matter. To merely label these verses as instructions for rulers would be to view an ocean and acknowledge only the waves. Their depth stretches far beyond. They represent an invitation, a whisper, luring us into an exploration of the intricate relationship between wisdom and power. They serve as a mirror reflecting the potential within each of the sons of God to steward our mountains with wisdom and justice. Wisdom gives access to the divine ability we have in Yahweh. In Exodus 15, verse 18, the Lord reigns forever and ever. The Hebrew for reign is malek, mem, lamed, kaf, which means to sit enthroned and rule. Wisdom is the ladder of transference, enabling the sons of God to sit enthroned in the ability of Yahweh to rule and reign. She enables those divine realms to be integrated into you so you may grow in the ability to conquer your mountain and fulfill your destiny. As a leader, I am constantly faced with my own shortcomings and insecurities. I seek to align myself with His power, trusting in wisdom to provide me with the keys to govern, with divine authority and humility in the fear of the Lord. So here are some steps to activate effective reigning with wisdom. And remember, these aren't merely steps to climb upon a throne of power, but an ascension of transformation of your heart and mind that sits upon it. So number one, cultivate wisdom. The scripture emphasizes the primacy of wisdom. So in practical terms, this begins with self-reflection and equipping. So seek her, sit at her feet in prayer and meditation. Ascend the DNA of wisdom and allow her to transfer what's been entrusted to her. Whatever you read, do it with ascension. Number two, exercise patience. Wisdom influences decision-making processes. A wise king doesn't rush to judgment, but takes time to understand an issue from all perspectives. This involves listening to advice, weighing options, considering the potential impact of your decisions. Whatever the decision you have to make, entangle that decision with wisdom during an ascension. Align the gates of the decision with wisdom and allow her to give impartation. You'll sense it in your spirit. And number three, pursue righteousness. You are the righteousness of God. So be transparent with Jesus during your ascension. Without any feelings of guilt about what you feel you need to perform, Ask him to search your heart. Reveal what is not of him, and allow the gentleness of his love to bring realignment and rest. Righteousness is the seat from where wisdom executes. Number four, humility. Remember that as a king, your rule is ultimately granted by wisdom through Jesus. This humbling reminder can help to keep arrogance in check and maintain our ascension as sons of God in humility. This involves acknowledging mistakes, because they happen. Ask for forgiveness when needed, and understand that we all are on a journey learning to be kings in God's kingdom. Number six, empower others. Good leadership isn't just about personal power, but empowering others. Work to uplift those around you, to inspire them to reach their full potential, and to create environments that foster growth and development. An effective son is one who has the kingdom in mind and not his or her own. Number seven, lead by example. So lastly, embody wisdom, justice, and humility you wish to see in your kingdom. People are more influenced by the action of their leaders than their words. So let your actions reflect the wisdom from Proverbs 8. These practical steps born of ancient wisdom can guide any son in a quest for just and wise governance, allowing the echo of Proverbs 8:15-16 to resonate in the actions we as sons take and the decisions we face daily. Ultimately, they challenge you to rule the kingdom within our lives with wisdom and justice, seated and enthroned in the rest of Yahweh. So here's an activation prayer. Jesus, thank you for wisdom. As a son, I entangle my kingship with the DNA of wisdom, enabling a divine transfer to see the mysteries and secrets of her manifest in me daily. As I sit enthroned in Jesus, I entangle my scepter with wisdom, that I may rule with divine ability, interwoven with humility and the fear of the Lord, to govern and rule my mountain and manifest the divine fruits of wisdom. Jesus, I love you. That's our blog for the day. And if you would like to subscribe to this blog, you can just follow the links below. Or if you are interested in any courses to empower your sonship for effective rulership. I love you big time.